So what comprises kitchen equipment? I think most of us think pots and pans, knives, the stove. Almost no one thinks about the sink. And what about this? Tea kettles are arguably one of the most used pieces of equipment. And when was the last time you replaced yours? Well, we are going to the mistress of equipment testing, Lisa McManus of America's Test Kitchen. Lisa, good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
So I have been replacing a bunch of my equipment because I have changed my stove, and I've been fine with most of my changes. But you know what's been really hard for me is a tea kettle. And it occurs to me, there's a lot to consider when you buy a tea kettle. Have you guys evaluated them?
Yes, we did. I've looked at stovetop kettles, and boy, you know, for something so simple, there's so many parts of it that can go wrong. They can be very heavy. They can be very fragile. They can pour badly. They can burn you and spout steam at you while you're trying to pour. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many different models they are, what different materials and sizes and prices. And I think most people buy the one they think is cute and then suffer.
Right. And you keep it forever.
Yes.
I mean, replacing a tea kettle does not feel like an option. So what do we need to think about when we're looking for one?
Well, you want to make sure it has a lot of capacity. You don't want to have to boil two rounds of water to fill one normal size teapot. So we looked at least 1 quart and bigger. But then you have to also look at the weight. If it's really heavy with nothing in it and you add a quart of water, unless you're trying to build up your arm, because you're going to have to lift that boiling water and you're going to have to pour and hold it up. And if it's wobbling around, it's going to be dangerous and uncomfortable, and it's going to be messy. So that's really important. Filling it is really important. A lot of them have these little tiny openings, and they're black inside. And so you can't see how far the water has come. And you're trying to get the faucet under there, and you're trying to fill it and not fill it too much or not fill it too little. And some of them do not help you at all.
I hadn't thought about that, but of course you can't see what you're filling up.
Yeah, no, we had one that had a fixed handle. Some of them, the handle will flop over to one side and let you get right in there. But it had a fixed handle that was in sort of an arch shape. And then it had this very tight little lid underneath. And you'd have to pull and pull and pull, and then boom, knock your knuckles.
Right.
And then you had to get your faucet under there, and it's jet black enamel inside, so you can't see. So you find yourself sticking your finger in there, like, is it too high?
Right. I've done all of those things.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing about them, there's a strange piece of equipment because they're on the stove all the time, so they get really grungy.
Yes.
Hard to clean.
And everyone who comes in your kitchen sees it, so that is kind of important what it looks like. We did some things where we sprayed them with oil and then heated them up. I banged them with a spoon to see if they dented. I dropped them from a couple inches above the counter a bunch of times. I just really tried to abuse them. And some of them looked dented and greasy and hard to clean, and some of them cleaned up and looked pretty good.
And how do you feel about a whistler or not a whistler?
I like the ones that give you an option, because I know some people who will walk away and leave the thing boiling, and it can boil dry, and that's very dangerous. It's bad for the kettle. It probably destroys the kettle. But also, if you get up early and you don't want to wake everybody up, I'd like ones where you can disable the whistle.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
And also ones that have a whistle that you can actually hear from the next room, because some of them whistle very softly to themselves, and it's like, what good is that? I want a good, definitive whistle.
Okay, so what tea kettles did you like?
Well, we definitely liked one that kind of met all of our criteria. It had a nice big capacity, but was lightweight, has a brushed stainless steel finish, so it doesn't really show a lot of, you know, fingerprints or anything. Nice and light and shiny inside, so you can see when you filled it enough, because honestly, if you fill them too much, the water will spurt out the handle. It poured very neatly without a lot of splashing, even when it was full, has a handle that doesn't get hot, a whistle you can disable, a nice big opening for filling, and it's by OXO. It's a Good Grips classic tea kettle.
Once again.
Well, you know, they work on this sort of stuff.
They do work on this kind of stuff.
I mean, sometimes everything they make isn't perfect, but oftentimes when you actually think about the function and the day-to-day use of a product, you would make changes to a lot of products that are out there. And I think they pay a little bit of attention to that, which is helpful.
And did you evaluate any glass kettles?
I did. I looked at one by Modelco, which is a very classic one. Your grandma probably had it. It looks like one of those old school coffee pots. It's glass, kind of round with a little black plastic handle and a spout. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is it is so fussy and delicate. There were lots of warnings about not doing this or that, and you had to boil it only on low. And, you know, one of the things we did learn was that you want to match the size of the kettle to the burner. And this one was really important. They didn't want any heat coming up around the sides. Yeah. And you had to worry about it being set down on cold things because of the thermal shock. It was...
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, too much babysitting. This is something that's supposed to be comforting for you, making you a cup of tea, not the other way around.
Right. And so how expensive was your winner, that OXO?
It's $39.95. It was right in the middle of the price range. I mean, some of these were $75. Some were as low as $9.99. This was right down the middle, about $40.
Sounds like a classic and one you won't be replacing.
Hopefully not.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa McManus is the boss of equipment testing and ingredient tasting at America's Test Kitchen. You can find that tea kettle evaluation at splendidtable.org.